Hi, this is a dictation from Miss Myra Gandhi, M-Y-R-A-G-A-N-D-Y. Myra Gandhi, date of service is 9-13-2022, date of accident is 7-8-2022, date of birth is 4-13-1974. Myra Gandhi is here for a follow-up evaluation, secondary to an automobile accident where she was rear-ended as a restaurant driver, leading to some headaches, along with ringing in the ear, lack of focus. She was initially seen at St. John Hospital, where CT scan and the X-ray of the chest were found negative. In addition, patients started having pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back. Lower back pain is across around 7 to 8, and pain in both the shoulders was the initial complaint with decreased range of motions. The patient today reports that her pain in the right shoulder is around 6, and she can do an abduction without pain up to 110 degrees. In the left shoulder, the pain level is 7, and she can do abduction up to 90 degrees. She also complains of chest pain, especially towards the lateral part of the left chest at the junction of costochondral junction, around 7. Neck pain and mid-back pain, upper back pain is 7. Lower back pain is 10. She reports that her pain is shooting down to the upper part of the thighs only, in the posterior part, in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. She is having an MRI on September 16th, 2 days from now, for neck and the lower back and the left shoulder. Getting all her medications. Pain level usually is around between 3 to 7 or 8, and the ADLs that are affected are around 4. All the ADLs are not affected beyond 5. 30% improvement in the pain has been reported by the patient. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient reports that there is a headaches that are off and on, and they're not very severe. They're getting better, and they are associated with some tension, weakness, seizures that have been present before the accident. Anxiety, depression, panic. The patient denies any vision disturbance, double vision, any dizziness, vertigo, blackout, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, confusion, disorientation, none of them. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness in both the shoulders, pain in both the shoulders, neck stiffness with neck pain, lower back stiffness and lower back pain, as well as pain in the both hips, no difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or oral swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is the presence of chest pain anteriorly near the left costochondral junction, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th. But no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, shortness of breath. The patient reports that specifically her chest pain comes when she takes a deep breath. In the last 30 days, pain level has slightly improved only. There are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma since last 30 days. Current pain medications are Narco, they were given on the last visit. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance investigation reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 137 over 94, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 8-18-2022, dictation number 0819-041. Kindly do the copy and paste, and diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. Well, the patient is having an MRI on 16th of September, 2 days from now, and she is already doing a neuropsych evaluation and treatment with the Tritone behavioral. She was provided with rollator walker, 10-minute and neck pillow that she has received. Medication-wise, she has been provided with Celebrex, 60 tablets, one tablet twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Xenoflex, 60 tablets, one tablet twice a day, Wellbutrin, 150 milligram tablets, once a day, for depression and anxiety, Tramadol, ER, 100 milligram for pain relief, Lidocaine patch for a topical pain relief, and Ambien 5 milligram is provided for sleep help. The patient is quite satisfied. She'll be seeing us in a week time, next week, after the MRIs are done. Her maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and new labs have been obtained. Physical therapy will continue 3 times for both shoulders, neck, mid-back, lower back. And she remains disabled, and she'll release on a light duty. She'll work on a 8-hour shift for 5 days, 5 pound lifting limit, and other light duties. She does have a pain in both sacroiliac joints. She is advised to soak in a warm water and do the yoga, other exercises, McKenzie exercises to find relief. She'll be seen soon and we'll go from there. Thank you.